wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling.
Hold it now.
From my Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
What up, folks? Good morning. Hope all is well with both of you. All of you, actually. In the segment of what the hell were they thinking, Adidas is now backtracking from the Shaquille tennis shoe. Caused lots of controversy, condemnation from different quarters. And so who better to turn to than the Advertising Hall of Fame, the founder of Burrell Communications and the author of the book Brainwashed, Challenging the Myth of Black Inferiority, Tom Burrell. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. How you doing? How's everybody doing?
Doing great, Tom. Okay, I hear a dial tone.
What is that?
I have no idea what that is.
All right, Tom.
First of all, Adidas has obviously backtracked off of this shoe. They got lots of criticism, lots of pressure. If they came to you and said, "Hey, Tom, we got a new advertising campaign. We want you guys to come up with, and we have this Shaquille tennis shoe," what would you have told Adidas?
Well, what I would have told them is that I think that they are out of their mind. I mean, that's what I would have told them. But that's not.
Maybe that's Adidas calling.
All right, Tom, go ahead.
The signal that they get is from the consumer. First of all, we know that it's about money, and they're in a fierce battle with Nike. You know, I mean, it goes all the way back to 1986 with My Adidas, with Run DMC, and that really started this whole black athletic shoe category back. Well,
right.
Actually, Air Jordan started the year before, but that the competition started when Run DMC kind of inadvertently came out doing product placement
right.
in their music, and it's been a fierce competition ever since. Now, here's the problem. You know, society assigns roles, and they have assigned roles to young black men. And then the role that we have been assigned is the role of thug. And we have basically, unfortunately, bought into that because young black men are the most susceptible to these kinds of images that the media portrays of them. So when you see shoes with ankle bracelets on it, by the way, it's really not about slavery or some of the criticism. It's about jail. It's about incarceration. It's about the thug life. It's about prison life. And we have adopted a lot of those affects already in terms of our chains. We got rid of one set of chains and put on another set of chains.
Wow.
You know, we got rid of, they used to brand us, and now we brand ourselves with tattoos all over the place.
Hey, Tom, if somebody says, "Hey, you know what, people, I think that you guys really are making too much out of this. It's really not that big of a deal." Your response would be?
Well, let me just start with this proposition. As somebody who's been around here in this business for about 45 years, there is nothing more powerful to influence attitudes and behavior than media messaging. Now, that should sink in. I mean, we can talk about education, we can talk about teachers, we can talk about parents, but in today's marketplace, in today's society, media messaging rules. It trumps.
Right.
So it is important. What we hear and what we see and what we feel and taste is important because that's what's determining our behavior. But first of all, determining our attitudes that determine our behavior. So, yes, it helps. It by itself, it doesn't do it. But in combination with all the other cues, all the other social cues that we're getting, yes, it adds to this whole image that we adopt, our young men adopt. And the thing to realize is that young black men are basically not part of the whole monolith. I mean, they're basically going the other way from the rest of society because they're young and they're black, and so they got to do their own thing. I don't know
so
if you remember.
So Roland, is Adidas going to pull these shackled tennis shoes off the market?
No, they've been pulled. They've been pulled. These so-called JS Roundhouse mids were supposed to hit the market in August. They're not going to be sold.
Where will they be sold? Because they're not just going to pull them and not sell them.
No. The announcement from Adidas is they are pulling the shoes. They're not going to sell the shoes.
They'll pull them. Here's the thing. It is not a major investment for them. They're willing to take a chance because they know that the black consumer market is forgiving. They know it's low hanging fruit. They basically know that let's try this, and first of all, it's not malicious. It's ignorant and insensitive. You know, I mean, nobody is saying, hey, we're going to go out here and offend the black people. They're saying, we got to try to sell some shoes. And don't you think this is a good idea? And nobody was there to pull their coat and say, well, wait a minute. You're going over the line now. Mm-hmm. And by the way, there are things that have gotten out here and gone over the line and done perfectly fine, weathered the storm. So they just decided, okay, we try that. We'll pull back, and they'll still be selling Adidas.
If you want to see a picture of these shackled tennis shoes by Adidas, you can go to blackamericaweb.com. We got it on the homepage.
Right. The book is called Brainwashed, Challenging the Myth of Black Inferiority. Tom Burrell, we appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
May I tell you, shackled tennis shoes.
All right. All right, Roland.